His dad owned a shop in Edgley up till a couple years ago. Of course, I grew up in a shop over in Enderlin with my grandpa. And so with both of those shops going, one retiring, and then unfortunately a death in the family, we kind of had the opportunity to get a hold of some tools for very cheap. Plus, grandpa was very nice to us. So we decided that we needed a change. Jeremy was driving back and forth from Jamestown. I took a position at the college 5 years ago, and we were out in Mandan. But the drive was getting a little much, and the opportunity kind of presented itself. So we've been kind of working on it for quite a while. So finally, we're ready to do the big grand opening. Mm-hmm. Everything in a nutshell. We do have two kids, a 7 and a 4-year-old. So we're pretty excited that they get to have the shop experience to come here after school and play around. And there's tons of alley cats around that they can play with. He does have the state-of-the-art technology with scanners
and all that stuff. So.
Kind of have to keep
you can't run a shop without it nowadays. So.
There is a lot of things in here that is old. Some of it is Hobby Lobby.
Most of it's Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. Some of the signs, you know, we pay trade shows. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go for a long stampede weekend for racing, you know, there's people there selling signs. So he's kind of an avid collector. We have a ton at home. Some of the memorabilia has connection to either his dad's shop or my grandpa's shop. So, like, there's a tool inside the...
A couple tools down there. A
couple tools down here. The one in the box is like a 1940s tool that his dad had. So we've kept it. It's kind of something different. Jeremy's kind of a Mopar Dodge fanatic.
I was just going to ask if he was in a Mopar. Yeah.
But it's kind of hard because my family was major Ford family. So we've kind of had to combine.